60 injured, among them 151 children and 59 women. I could not recognize my son's face. I recognized him by his T-shirt. Ihab Najm, 42, said with tears in his eyes and a strained voice. His son Ismail, 13, used to play with his 4-year-old cousin Jamil Najmuddin, who was very attached to him and followed him to his grandfather's grave. Ihab said, "Like my other children, Jamil was so afraid of the Israeli regime bombing. Jamil liked to play football, excelled in his school, and his dream was to be a doctor." Ihab Najm, in shock, said, "I didn't allow Jamil to visit his friend next door due to the Israeli regime bombing. During the bombing, my son was sitting on his grandfather's grave, and I never expected the graveyard to be bombed. On the day of the massacre, 3 hours before he was killed, Muhammad Najm, 16, had taken part in a funeral of 7 Palestinians, including 4 children killed, on August 6th in front of Imad Aqil Mosque in Jabalia. One of the killed children was Muhammad Najm, 16, whose friend Khaled, 16, was next to his grave. "I have known him for 8 years. We studied together in the third grade. We used to go to school together every day and go to the Gaza Sea 3 times a week, said Khaled Yaghi, crying. He visited his friend's grave almost daily. Khaled said, "Muhammad and Hamid Najm, who were killed, were my friends. We used to hang out together every day. Muhammad was a pure child and excelled in his studies. His dream was to be an engineer." Muhammad's cousin, Hamid Najm, was their friend in the same school and class. He was an excellent student and his dream was to be a doctor. Noor Diab is still shocked and cannot cope with her child's killing. "I'm dying every second when I see my son's pictures everywhere. Today I saw his kindergarten bus, which he will never ride again," she said, adding, "Jamil's sisters came home, but he never will."
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Brother Sayyid Abdullah is helping me or are helping me in the studio, shedding more light on the critique of the movie The Jinn, 2021st American supernatural horror film directed and written by David Carbonier and Justin Powell. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Pleasure always.
You always. Well, I'm very glad and delighted to have you back in the studio.
Same here.
Yes, thank you. Well, actually, from the last episode onwards, we try to criticize the movie The Jinn. It's the second movie, talking about or hovering around the concept of jinn, which is totally an Islamic concept. We have a chapter in the Holy Quran about it, you know. Let's take a short break by listening to another part of the movie, The Jinn, producing 2021, directed and written by David Carbonier and Joseph Howell, and then we'll be back criticizing it. Don't go away.
At the start of the final hour of the day, set a candle aflame. Place 3 drops of fresh blood into the melting wax. Face your reflection, speak these words, and make your wish known. Spirit of fire, let the wheel of fortune turn. Grant me my desire. Should your strength of will survive until the stroke of midnight, extinguish the flame and the jinn will grant your heart's desire. But beware the jinn's toll, for the gift that you seek may cost your soul.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie The Jinn, written and directed by David Carbonier and Justin Powell, produced in 2021. It's an American supernatural horror film. In that movie, around minute 12, we hear the mention of the Book of Shadows,
mm-hmm.
right? Just to remind our audience what it is that we are talking about, it's an occult book, how to summon a spirit of fire to ask for a wish, mm-hmm. basically. This is their definition, you know? Again, we see such and occult vision or concept, let's say, along with the symbol of the Star of David in a circle.
Exactly.
As you can imagine if you have watched the movie. I'm talking to the audience, of course. If you have, then you know what I'm talking about. Do we, Sister Asma, do we have such a secret book, first of all?
Mm-hmm.
And are we allowed to use them?
Of course we're not allowed, but does such book really exist? I don't know, but maybe yes, because based on so many mythological stories, we have heard that magicians or some people who are expert at summoning up the, now we learn that we have to call them jinns.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess such books exist, but not so many people have access to those sorts of books, because even if they are available, it is not allowed for us to make use of them.
Mm. And we also have in the folk culture this tradition of, let's say, thinking that jinns or such creatures and phenomena, in fact, can give us somehow or grant us our desires or gives us what we wish. Is that also true? I mean, that is this based on something solid?
Well, you know, it's not just a truth. I don't believe in that, because as we talked about it in the previous session, we said that maybe magicians can make use of those jinns or make them or bring them to be their servants, but they are not going to be wish makers.
Mm-hmm. And this tradition, mind you, it didn't stay in the, you know, a particular culture, like, for example, a Muslim nation or country. It also infiltrated some other
cultures,
such as the Western
for example, culture.
We are talking about a genie in a bottle, you know?
Exactly.
Or a genie and its, pot that it comes out of it when you rub it, mm-hmm. for example, a few times, then the genie comes out and pops up and asks you for a wish.
And the miracles are done.
Yeah, and we have lots of cartoons about
yes,
it, for God's sake, right?
But that's not true. I don't think so. They are not going to be wish makers. And I actually noticed that in the movie. All the time they called those jinns as wish makers, which was so odd
exactly,
for me.
Exactly, exactly.
Which was something very odd. How come
wish
they
maker
turned to
or wish
be...
master sometimes.
Yes,
wish we master. Also had the movie Wish Master, Sayyid Abdullah. Would you, do you have any ideas or have you watched the movie Wish Master?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I did watch one of the Wish Master movies, but then it was turned into a series as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a series of them, but they were just blood and gore. So I kind of got turned off by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nevertheless, you know, I did watch it because
yes.
it does revolve the concept of jinn. But like the sister said, they take it out of context. They think they're just there to grant you wishes. They're not.
Mm-hmm, I see. Let's take a short break by listening to another part of the movie, The Jinn. Producing 2021, directed and written by David Carbonier and Joseph Howell, and then we'll be back criticizing it. Don't go away.
Part man and part beast in nature, the jinn is one of the five immortal guardians of the Shadow Realm. Appearing to those who conjure the wish of desire, the jinn will grant one wish to anyone brave enough to survive an hour in its presence. But it will consume the heart of all those who fail, damning their soul to the Shadow Realm for all eternity.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie The Jinn, written and directed by David Carbonier and Justin Powell, produced in 2021. It's an American supernatural horror film. In that specific part, Sayyid Abdullah, the jinns are, this is what they say, it's part beast, part man. They are talking about this creature, basically, defining it. And the jinns are one of the five immortal guardians of the shadows or shadow realms. This is what they define.
Yep.
All right? And they will grant one wish of the summoner, but this is what is written in the book. And the narrator reads it because the boy is mute, basically.
Yeah.
Right? And but it says, but thwarting it as well, you know, as well as giving or granting the wish to the summoner and damning their soul to the shadow realm for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Of course, with consequences, obviously, this is what they say. There is a consequence going with the territory of, you know, getting a wish.
Yeah.
In fact. Although immortal, they are susceptible to the laws of man in the human realm, all right, able to regenerate only upon request or return to their world. They may be banished if the flame is extinguished after the stroke of midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Are these based on realities? I mean, are they for real?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, no. So, jinn are mortals. They're not immortals. They're just mortals like us.
Yes.
And the realm of, I don't know, darkness or whatever they want to call it.
Yes.
It just doesn't exist. We don't have such a nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
It's either this world, barzakh and the akhirah is all we have.
Yes.
But they have to make it, you know, dramatize it to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
In summoning the jinn themselves, you are, in a sense, condemning yourself if you don't know what you're doing, because trying to summon a jinn is playing with fire.
Right.
Because unless you know how to handle them,
exactly.
they will definitely hurt you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So some people, for those who summon jinns, either they summon good Muslim jinns that
right.
they can befriend,
mm-hmm.
or they summon the bad ones, because the bad ones usually have higher ability and capacity to do more things. And these ones, they come by force.
Right.
If you can't handle them, they will definitely harm you and hurt you in whatever way possible they can. So you're basically condemning yourself to death. Right. Or at least I know a lot of people who went insane as a result of doing such a thing. So they lose their mind completely. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that aspect is also there. As for the, you know, the Shrug of Midnight, I mean, that's also fantasized as much as they can.
Right.
Because they have to put an end to the story, so they have to call it, what do you call it, the Midnight Flame. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, when it comes to summoning Jinn, there's just no limits. There's no time frame. You can bring them, and then whenever you're done with them, then you can, you know, send them back to where they came from, if you can, that is.
Sayyid Abdullah, are we allowed to go after such supernatural, esoteric, hermetic occults without a teacher, especially, or trainer?
To begin with, the whole magic, the black magic thing, is forbidden to begin with. Mm-hmm. The only time that, from a jurisprudential aspect, we're allowed to dive into this world, into this knowledge, is if you're trying to learn it for the sake of trying to, for example, refute bad magic, trying to protect other people or heal
or
other people.
Or break a spell or something
like
this.
Yeah, so if you're trying to do it in this regard, then it is allowed as long as you stay focused on the mission, which is to use it for good. Otherwise, as a knowledge itself, is one of these sciences that is haram, forbidden to begin with. Like, you're not supposed to learn it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so Islam drew the line in this regard. It's completely forbidden.
Right. Asma, you know, Sister Asma, you know, if mistakenly something happens, or for example, the jinn is summoned by someone, just along with the question or parallel to what I asked Sayyid Abdullah about it, you know, it's as Sayyid Abdullah said, it's you know, forbidden to begin with such a stuff. You know, we are not allowed to go after such esoteric occult or occultism. But if mistakenly summoned, or somebody experiences such a phenomena, all right, what should they do? You know, do we have to actually resort to the charghul, for example? The four chapters of the Holy Quran, beginning with Ghul.
Yes,
this
exactly.
is what the Muslims are taught usually.
And we saw that in the previous movie we talked about. All the time they were reciting that verse which said...
The chapter
people. Yes, I take refuge to God from Satan. So, of course, we have to ask help from God and from those people who know how to deal with these sort of creatures, because... Yes. Once they're summoned, and it has been mentioned in the movie as well, once something is done, you can't go back and make it undone.
Yes.
So the focus was on this fact, and I guess it was about to say that once you get into the road of these sort of things, these sort of supernatural, eerie things, then there's no way for you to get out of it, or at least it's very difficult, and you won't come out untouched.
And just to end this episode, and as well as the episodes, you know, about the theme of jinn, you know, how can we explain or account for the unexplainable stuff happening in our real world? Can we blame the jinns for all the, you know, strange or weird things that happen in life?
Of course not. Not everything is related to them, but we have to admit that there is a supernatural life in this world happening right beside us. But we're unaware of it.
I see.
Because the curtains are still there and they've not been drawn. So we don't see many things. But the fact that you're not seeing something with your eyes doesn't mean that it does not exist. So we have to take care of it by just... asking God's help or things like that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sister
Asma. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah.
Pleasure.
Well, you've been listening to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We've been talking about the very concept of jinn, of course, through two movies out of Hollywood. First, we focus on the movie Jinn, which was produced in 2014, but now, you know, we shifted to another movie, The Jinn, which was produced and directed, in fact, in 2021. Thank you very much for listening to us. We leave you and Allah's care, so please pray for us. And we say, from me and the rest of the crew here and my guest speakers in the studio, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and let us listen to an interesting remark from Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, concerning the limits of exaltation. Do not ever celebrate any occasion with excessive happiness, which makes you forget halal and haram. That is the permissible and the prohibited.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
The
These days, computer technology is impacting every aspect of our life, providing a greater ability to place things, events and people within context. An Iraqi museum has started using the technology and virtual reality headsets to make exhibits interactive and to bring scenes back to life. Visitors can explore heritage sites destroyed by terrorist groups. Now using thousands of photographs, a group of local engineers have given a virtual rebirth to five historic sites in Mosul and the broader Nineveh province. That includes a mosque and its leaning minaret. But this museum brings sites back to life for the people who live in Mosul. Although large parts of the old city remain oceans of debris, authorities are trying to restore historic sites, mosques and churches in Mosul. A private museum along the Tigris River, which opened in mid-June, saw more than 4,000 visitors in its first month. The floating cinema of unknown waters is back in the Italian city of Venice, and spectators are getting buoyant to reach the annual Open Sea Film Festival. On board rowing boats, motorboats, gondolas and whatever capable of floating, spectators sail to the shallows behind the Giudecca Island for this one-of-a-kind cinematic experience. The audience can watch the program from their own boat or a barge with chairs for those without floating transportation. The event consists of a series of screenings, performances and presentations on a floating platform and is held for 12 nights in the Venetian Lagoon.
A new bird species has been discovered on the southernmost islands of the Americas. Biologists are baffled.
Discovering new bird species is very, very difficult and rare because the world has been more focused on observing birds. Therefore, this means the discovery site is unique in the sub-Antarctic zone, on which Chile has important sovereignty. This raises the importance of caring for the environment and unique ecosystems, as these sites will allow us to carry out research on climate change, new species and behaviors.
The tiny bird weighs only 16 grams and has a large beak with black and yellow streaks along its body. Researchers say the animal is a subcategory of a species typically found in the Patagonia forest and inhabits tree trunks. But the newly discovered cousin has surprised scientists as it learned to burrow and live in a harsh tundra climate with bitter temperatures. The Diego Ramirez archipelago, where the bird was found, is an isolated bit of land. It also lacks mammalian predators and woody plants. Biologists and researchers from Chilean universities and various academic centers studied the birds for 6 years before announcing the new species. The next moonshot is finally getting closer. NASA says it's ready to test its next-generation rocket ship on an epic launch set for August the 29th as part of its mission to send people to the moon.
This new deep space exploration system is going to take us back to the moon and to new science discoveries that we can't even imagine yet. NASA is about to make history with this first flight of the Artemis program.
The mega rocket combines the Space Launch System, or SLS, and the Orion crew capsule it will carry to space. The rocket is due to blast off for a test drive from the U.S. base Kennedy Space Center, sending an empty crew capsule around the moon and back to the Earth. The Artemis 1 test flight is planned to take 6 weeks. It's meant to rigorously stress the systems to determine whether the vehicle is ready to safely carry astronauts. The program aims to establish a long-term lunar colony as a stepping stone to the even more ambitious future voyages that will send people to Mars. The SLS represents the biggest new vertical launch system NASA has built since those flown in the 1960s and 70s. story will tell you about what could be the bright side of climate change. And that's the discovery of dinosaur tracks dating back to 113 million years ago. The tracks were found in the U.S. state of Texas, where drought has dried up parts of Paluxy River. Experts say the tracks belong to a two-legged dinosaur with small arms and weighing 7 tons. They say dinosaurs made the prints as they roamed muddy areas over 100 million years ago. The prints were then covered over with sediment due to a flood. And after that, they turned into limestone, protecting the prints. The experts say the tracks have not been seen either before or in decades. Age does not matter, it's the heart that counts. A Guatemalan female footballer has proved that there is no point one should worry about the age. 57-year-old Alma Salazar has a passion for soccer and takes care of her team's goalpost. Known as Flying Granny, she launches herself and deflects a ball that's looking for the nets. The passion for the sport was born when she was 19 years old. She started training with a men's team where she often found a place as a goalkeeper. Since then, Alma has played for several professional and amateur football clubs. In her room that overlooks a local stadium, Alma keeps the trophies she has won on a table, most of them as the least defeated goalkeeper. Locals praise her as an unbeatable goalkeeper.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An inflatable building that explores how people would potentially live on Mars has been unveiled in the British city of Bristol. It's a two-story structure with an area of 570 square feet powered by solar panels. It's designed to cope with temperatures as low as minus 63 degrees Celsius. Although the Martian house will be displayed above ground, its lower level will be fully buried to maximize protection against the harsh environment on Mars. Inside, the top floor features a hydroponic living room filled with decorative plants that feed into a circular wastewater system. A team of experts helped develop the design, taking into consideration the complexity of transporting materials to the red planet and what is already there.
So in the gold inflatable structure which you see above you, that's the main living space of the Martian house. It's gold to reflect dangerous solar rays and cosmic radiation, and it's inflatable because it would be filled with a special concrete made of the dust and water that you find on Mars, again to protect you from those dangerous solar and cosmic rays.
The Martian house was envisioned by local artists 7 years ago. The artists also brought together space scientists, architects, that is architects, engineers, designers, and even school children. The Space Age Dwelling explores what a house on Mars could be like and is meant to for research and experiments about the future. The major objective of the project, however, is to provoke questions about living more sustainably with the resources at hand here on Earth. Japanese plastic food artisans are showcasing their mouth-watering artificial creations at an exhibition in Japan's capital city, Tokyo. From the Leaning Tower, a pizza, to fish slicing and cooking, or even the quirky stacked pancakes, you can find almost everything at the exhibit. Other sculptures, including a deep-fried shrimp with four breaded legs scaling a mountain of shredded cabbage like a tiger. Another creation on display is a Tetris game made of chicken. Plastic food artists get really excited for the exhibition each year as they are given a chance to practice their own spin on creativity, bringing food to life with curious characters.
So normally we have to follow orders from clients. We take their views on board when we're making items. Normally that's our work. But for the competition, you can use your imagination. How it finally ends up is totally up to you. I like that aspect of it.
There are some 60 sculptors on display. Some are silly, but others highlight the artist's skills. The models were made with the same careful detail as the rock-solid noodle soups and crispy-looking plastic snacks on display outside Japanese restaurants. There is a lucrative business for them in Japan.
Deforest management plays a key role in mitigating climate change. Like many world countries, China has accelerated environmental and social structural changes in urban spaces to deal with this pertinent issue. The Donggu Forest Park is one such project that has provided city dwellers enough space to breathe. It comes into being from what local people usually called rotten woods. The park on the northern bank of the Xialinge River covers an area of nearly 120 hectares. Nobody would come there before, as the place was full of flies and mosquitoes. But now, with the environment improved and water cleaned in the river, the place has turned into a wonderland, attracting locals and even foreign tourists.
Now the sky is blue, the water clean and the air fresh, with green greeting you wherever you go. The elderly play Tai Chi or do bodybuilding exercises here. Young people play football, basketball and table tennis.
Over the past 20 years, a large number of cities in China have undergone a brief but rapid urban expansion. Most of these cities are now facing social problems such as an aging population and a high prevalence of chronic diseases. A comprehensive environmental improvement program in the area was initiated in 2014 in order to create space for those who want to take a break from their everyday works.
Whilst not being as painful as a broken limb, animals like humans suffer from chronic and acute pain from gum infections, broken teeth, and bacterial spread through the circulation. A 16-year-old elephant in Pakistan is one such case. Madhubala, suffering for years from a dental infection caused by a broken tusk, has finally got relief thanks to vets, dentists. Named after a legendary Indian actress, Madhubala's eyes were taped shut, her legs tied to support her during sedation and subsequent treatment at a Karachi zoo. The vets had to use drills and other heavy surgical tools to extract the infected tusk. She is one of four African elephants being treated in Karachi by an eight-member team from Global Animal Welfare Group faux pas. A Pakistani court last year asked faux pas to assess the health of the animals after local animal rights activists raised concerns about their well-being.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is standing firm in Islam. Today, Friday, is the 5th of the month of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we choose a verse to listen to. That is verse 136 of chapter Nisa from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu aminu billahi wa rasulihi wal kitabilladhi nazzala ala rasulihi. والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا.
O you who have believed, believe in Allah and His Messenger and the book that He sent down upon His Messenger and the scripture which He sent down before. And whoever disbelieves in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day has certainly gone far astray.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The meaning of the verse may be such, O you who have faith, go a step further or be firm in your faith forever. A believer should elevate himself to a higher degree of faith every day, since there are degrees in faith. However, disbelief in some heavenly books and some prophets is the same as disbelief in all.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Qawwata darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran.
Remember, we're speaking about standing firm on the path of Allah. It is necessary to stand firm in following one's principles. A person wrote to Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, peace be upon them,
alayhi salam, saying, "My father is an enemy of Ahlul Bayt, and I face a lot of distress and difficulties from him. Would you please pray to Allah for me? What do you think I should do? Shall I confront him about this or tolerate it from him?" In his reply, the Imam, after mentioning the name of Allah, said, "I understood your letter and what you mentioned about the case of your father. I shall not stop praying to Allah for you, inshallah, to tolerate and indulge your father is better for you than confronting him. Surely with difficulty there is ease. Be patient, for the end is for the God-conscious ones. May Allah make you firm on the guardianship of those whose guardianship you have undertaken. We are all the trust of Allah, who does not thwart his trust." Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to remain steadfast in the right path. At the same time, we find that in some connections, we have received some pieces of advice, moral advice from the infallible imams. It's indicated in historical accounts that once someone wrote a letter to the ninth infallible Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, and indicated that his father used to abuse the Ahlul Bayt. Then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam indicated it to him in his reply that he should consider some points. One of them was that he should respect his father, although his father wasn't on the side of the Ahlul Bayt, but he, as the son of his father, was expected to remain very respectful toward his father because it was his father. And this, I mean, son-father relationship should be observed. Another one is that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam wrote to him, and in his advice, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam indicated a piece of, made reference to a Quranic verse, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." Certainly, of the hardship comes comfort. And then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam mentioned to him that he should be patient. Then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam indicated another point, and it's "Fasbir inna al-aqibata lil-muttaqin." Be patient because the good fortune comes for the pious people. And from this we understand that, these instances of steadfastness make sense very much in the case of the pious people and the true religious believers. Thank you very much.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
In this part of today's special, we'll look at the means of steadfastness in Islam. One of them is understanding the reality of falsehood and not being misled by it. Allah, the Almighty, tell us in chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 196, "Let not the free disposal and affluence of the disbelievers throughout the land deceive you." This offers reassurance to the believers and helps them to stand firm. Allah also tell us In the Holy Quran, chapter 13, verse 17, "Then as for the foam, it passes away as is come upon the banks." Again, that was in chapter 13, verse 17. This is a lesson for those who have intelligence, not to fear falsehood or to submit to it.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَاءِ رَبُّنَا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Under this title, Qualities of a Believer, we open another page. Indeed, these are the successful ones. That is the title of this part, and of course, one of the qualities of a believer. Success is not in having a paying job or all the good things of life. True success is finding yourself as an inhabitant of paradise. The believers are those whom God has promised the supreme paradise. In the Holy Quran, chapter 57, that is chapter Al-Hadid, verse 12, Allah the Almighty says, "On the day you shall see the believing men and the believing women, their light running forward before them and by their right hands, glad tidings for you this day, gardens under which rivers flow. In paradise, to dwell therein forever. Truly, this is the great success."
When Allah tells us, Jannah, ask for Jannah, yearn for Jannah, how do we ask for Jannah? Do good deeds, help other people. So the point of the constant reminder of Jannah and to ask for Jannah and to strive for Jannah, to aspire for Jannah, is to do good deeds. Allah wants us to be good people. He wants us to help other individuals. He wants us to be kind, noble individuals. He knows we're selfish and He knows we're lazy. And unless He promises Jannah for the good deeds, human beings won't do those good deeds. A lot of times, Allah says, "Sari'u, rush towards Jannah," meaning rush towards doing good deeds. Go and help the poor. Go and help the orphans. Go and contribute towards good causes. Help other people. Any person that needs help, help them. Sari'u, rush towards doing good deeds. He wants us to be encouraged to do good deeds. If not for the deed itself, at least for the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. Insha'Allah, that we have the blessings of Jannah. That Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment writes me amongst the people of Jannah. And that is the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I will enter Jannah on the Day of Judgment. Ask for Al-Jannah and work for Al-Jannah, because Jannah is to be earned. We can't just ask for it and that's it. We have to work and earn Jannah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we discussed about standing firm in Islam and means of steadfastness in Islam. Inshallah, we continue this on the next episode. Till then, Allah bless all of you and believe you in Allah's protection.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me that
there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.